Be still. Very still. Is that a canary you hear trilling? It is. But you don't have a canary. Well, maybe it's somebody coming to visit. When the doorbell rings and you go to answer it, I'd suggest you wear a high collar. It'll keep your throat dry. But while you're waiting, let's return to our star, Boris Karloff, in the role of Carl Warner, who had to steal a birdcage with a bird in it out of a murdered man's room.
It was dark when I got to Crescent Place. Dark on a lonely street. There was no one in front of the house. Nothing to show that a man had died inside the night before with a knife in his throat. The door was open. There was a dim light in the vestibule, leaving the stairs beyond in darkness. I went up them to the second floor. There's no one in the corridor. The door of 2B opened, and I went in. There was no light. The moon cast a pale glimmer over the room, and someone in a chair near the window. For a moment I thought it was Brule, but there was no blood. And then I realized it was a policeman in uniform, asleep. The cage was near the sleeping man. Would his sleep be sound enough? I reached out, lifted the cage, reached the door, and closed it. I was safe.
Carl?
Yes?
Oh, I'm so glad you're home. That Lieutenant Gregg is here again.
Gregg? Where?
In the bird room.
Why did you take him to the bird room?
He asked me to.
All right. Oh, Lieutenant Gregg?
Oh, hello, Mr. Warner. Quite a collection of canaries you've got here.
Yes, I have.
Were you home all last night?
Of course. This is still about Chester Brule's murder?
Mm-hmm. Say, remember my mentioning I thought that the man who'd killed Brule and left the birdcage behind him must be insane?
Well, you did say something of the sort.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the fact that Brule used to work with insane people. Begins to mesh, huh?
Oh, I know very little about police work.
I hope I'm not boring you. Anyway, it occurs to me maybe I'd better take a trip up to Cragmount.
I suppose going to asylums or any place else is just part of your job.
Oh, sure. Did I mention Cragmount was an asylum?
Why, you must have.
Well, I'll run up there, and I wouldn't be surprised if I get all the answers. What do you think?
I think I'm going to. What is it, Elaine?
Well, it's so late, I thought.
Oh, I can take a hint, Mrs. Warner. Don't bother showing me to the door.
He seems like a very nice man. Carl, stop it.
What?
That stare. I didn't know you so well. I'd say you were going mad.
Go to bed, Elaine.
All right, darling. Oh, Carl, look.
Look at what?
Through the window, the garden. Lieutenant Gregg didn't go away. He's down there.
Get away from that window. Go to bed.
I'm going. But he looks as if he's waiting down there for something. For what, Carl?
I knew what he was waiting for. I knew I mustn't go to sleep. Things happen when you sleep. Terrible things. But I hadn't slept well the night before. Not well at all. And there'd be the strain of the day. And it was night now, and dark, and still.
Right, only it wasn't Gargan. Oh.
Such a lovely morning, Carl.
Lovely.
I looked for Lieutenant Gregg as soon as I got up. He wasn't in the garden anymore.
He must have got tired, gone home, or back to headquarters, wherever policemen go.
Oh, dear. That's the Swenson's dog. He's gone into our garden again. I'll have to get him out.
Elaine, don't.
But darling, you pick up all the flowers looking for bones.
Elaine. Maybe. Maybe he won't be there. And I'll go. Elaine! Where are you?
Come on! Under the tree!
What? What?
Look! Lieutenant Gregg. His throat.
Come inside. Kitchen.
Carl, where are you going?
The kitchen.
What are you doing?
The drawer. Silverware. Yes. It's here.
The carving knife.
That's right.
Carl, I thought you washed it last night. I guess you didn't.
You'd be wrong. I did wash it last night.
But the stains are still there. The brown stains.
These are fresh ones, Elaine. Get out of my way.
But
I've got to go to the bird room.
Carl, please don't go away from me. Carl!
I was holding the carving knife in my hand. Started to put it down, and then I held on to it anyway. It would make taking the covers off the cages awkward, but I held on to it anyway. And the birds were still. They remained still unless I took the covers off. Elaine!
Carl, you must tell me what's wrong.
Don't come any closer.
But
Elaine, please, not any closer.
You've got that knife in your hand.
Yes.
The one with the brown stain. Oh, Carl.
Shh, don't say anything.
Carl, the night before last.
Elaine, don't ask questions. That's dangerous.
You were out of the house last night when Lieutenant Gregg was.
I was asleep.
You have the knife, Carl.
Yes.
Give it to me.
No.
Please, Carl.
No, stay where you are.
All right. You may keep the knife. Because, look, Carl.
A revolver?
Yes. Lieutenant Gregg's revolver.
Elaine, give that to me.
Oh, no. I took it from Lieutenant Gregg last night. After he stopped crying. They always cry when you...
Elaine!
Didn't you like it the way you've been looking at me, Carl? You were thinking that maybe you'd have to send me back to Craigmount.
I wasn't.
You were, Carl. I know you were. After Chester Brew died.
Elaine!
Stop where you are.
All right, but...
Keep your hands away from the birdcage. Don't pull off the cover. Oh, Carl, I've hurt you.
Never mind.
But I didn't want to. Are you going to cry? Like the others?
It was my fault. Loved you too well. I really killed those others. Not you, my darling.
That's a very silly thing to say. And I'll become quite angry. I am quite angry. Carl, you silly. You pulled the covers off the cage. Carl! I loved him, and now he's dead. But anyway, he didn't cry. He didn't cry.
Well, there it is. And so sweet. The story of a couple of lovebirds who, instead of billing and cooing, went in for killing and shooting. Of course, it was all little Elaine's idea. All Carl did was cover up. Well, friends, it's time once again to close that creaking door. Until next week at the same time, when we'll be back with a little hunk of horror. You'll be sure to listen, won't you? Until next week, then. Good night. Pleasant dreams.